For example, the British teacher unions have voted for academic boycotts of Israeli universities. But these same teacher unions have never voted for or proposed, to my knowledge, even discussed or debated, academic boycotts of universities and countries in which there is A, no academic freedom, and B, no unions of teachers or anyone else. But that passes unnoticed. We've seen recently that the Presbyterian Church has voted to divest holdings from companies that are involved with Israel. But has it ever voted to divest from companies that are involved with countries which deny religious freedom and persecute Christians? So there's a woeful inconsistency. And there also, what goes, I think, hand in hand with this, there seems to be actually no serious interest in the facts. That is, this case is decided before the facts. It struck me when the Goldstone report was issued about the last significant war in Gaza. And the Goldstone report was issued, and the very next morning, Carl Bildt, who was the foreign minister of Sweden, and at that moment Sweden held the chairmanship or the presidency of the EU, so he was speaking on behalf of the whole EU. The very next morning, on behalf of the EU, Carl Bildt endorsed the Goldstone report. Now, have you ever seen it? The Goldstone report is 500 pages long, of very small type. Carl Bildt had not read the Goldstone report between the day before when it was issued and the morning that he endorsed it in the name of all of Europe. He hadn't read it. He hadn't read a summary of it. He wasn't going to read it. He didn't care what was in the report. The point was that it condemned Israel, and therefore automatically it had to be embraced and endorsed. It must be right. Because Israel is somehow inherently wrong. Israel is by definition the bad guy, and never mind with the facts.